Blog Talk Radio. I forgive you.
Come on and stand with me now.
Will you forgive me?
Will you accept?
Please accept
my apology.
My apology.
Can you say it again with me, y'all?
I forgive you.
Look at somebody and ask and say, will you forgive me?
Will you forgive me?
Please accept.
Please accept
my apology.
What's up, y'all? Y'all know what it is. This is Elder Prevost on the MIC, Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. It's in the building, and y'all know y'all jamming with the pre-show. It's the Apostle and the Prince representing the Comedic Jewish Worldwide International Fellowship. We about to get started in a few minutes. Thank y'all for joining us early, but we going to jam right now. Y'all keep jamming with us. Matter of fact, y'all check this one out right here.
You know
Up, y'all. Y'all know what it is. This is Elder Prevost on the MIC, Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. It's in the building, and y'all know y'all jamming with the pre-show. It's the Apostle and the Prince representing the Comedic Jewish Worldwide International Fellowship. We about to get started in a few minutes. Thank y'all for joining us early, but we gonna jam right now. Y'all keep jamming with us. Matter of fact, y'all check this one out right here.
Ludacris, and one thing I found out about roaches is that if you keep the light off, if you're in the dark, a roach will pull up to your dinner table and have a 5-course meal.
Here we go again. Yeah, Anointed Truth. We in the building, ministry one. Gotta watch what these people be feeding, you know what I'm talking about?
For real.
Can't just eat anything. Listen to me. Here we go. Let's tell them.
Beware of Pharisees' bread. But this'll probably be the realest thing you'll ever quote.
Yeah.
You steady laughing, he like it's a joke. Low key, jump and fly, why you shading folks?
Shame.
I'm gonna take it slow so you can understand. You may be made in his image, but you still a man. You telling me like for real, like you seen the plan. Sometimes I think you the one, how you need the land. Like the man that built his house upon the sand. You're listening, but ain't following his command. Got my armor on, doing everything to stand. Every started off slow, down on the truth is on demand. I don't do it my way, I do it God's way. Out of the mouth of babes, I call it child's play. I'm sticking to the plan,
yeah.
I won't deviate,
nah.
I just wanna be successful, I'm on my drape.
Yeah.
Beware of Pharisees' bread, beware.
I hit him with that word black.
Yeah.
I'ma put it on the track and let y'all run with it. I'm having vision after vision and I'm gon' get it. Gated community somewhere, I'm unlisted. Staying on the battlefield, see I'm enlisted. Every day is like Christmas cause I'm so gifted. God doing something, feel my situation shielding. Your home playing going sideways, you're drifting. He said if I lift him, he would lift me. I'm a light on the hill for the world to see. All eyes on me, I declare and decree. I'm in achieve mode, no devil stopping me. I'm in God's army, being all that I can be. Definition of a G, you better Google me. The Black Prince of Preachers is what they call me. No ghostwriter, I'm original, this all me. Beware of Pharisees, with that wordplay. Never seen the righteous but they can. What they see is have to beg for bread. Beware of Pharisees, bread. Beware. Don't let them get in your head.
Don't let them get to you. Don't let them get to you.
Just remember what the word says.
Hey, what that word say. I hit them with that wordplay.
Never seen the righteous forsaken. Pharisees have to beg for bread.
Regardless of race, color, gender, or creed, they have to receive fair treatment from law enforcement. They have to receive it. We all saw what happened last week. We can't let that happen. Hopefully George is looking down right now and saying, this is a great thing that's happening for our country. This is a great day for him. It's a great day for everybody. This is a great day for everybody. This is a great, great day in terms of equality.
Cannon, I really didn't mean to make y'all wait so long.
I came home after a trip to Atlanta, a different planet. It's where they thought I came from after my ship had landed. Truth is, I had this meeting with God and confessed my sin, and he gave me this new beginning. All I could do then was
pray.
I came home after a trip to Atlanta, a different planet. It's where they thought I came from after my ship had landed. Truth is, I had this meeting with God and confessed my sin, and he gave me this new beginning. All I could do then was pin it all down in my notebook. Just a lot of verses, me learning how not to curse was like learning to write in cursive. She's still flirting with me even though we up in church, and I'm fighting to memorize all these verses up in the Word. You would have never seen it come. A couple months ago I'm getting high with my cousin, and fast forward now around campus I am buzzing. Not really, but it felt like that. It felt like rap was just another passion. Never thought I'd be at the Grammys talking about my fashion. You don't believe in God, but how did you explain what happened? I promise we ain't planning. Now Christians unashamed from Zambia to Manhattan. Still looking for the pattern, come on. What would it take to make you believe? More fire from the sky, another part in the sea. The honest truth is that you ain't got the power to see. But let me take you on this journey, it all started with me. What's up? What would it take to make you believe? More fire from the sky, another part in the sea. The honest truth is you ain't got the power to see. But let me take you on this journey. Yeah, most of the things I thought I'd never do, I did those. And I ain't nothing but a man standing up on his tiptoes. Shout out to Kirk Franklin, but I ain't him. I'm what happens when hip-hop lets all the saints in. I wouldn't call it gospel music, but I'm Christian, no. And it's what happened when a Christian flow. That was funny, cause I don't really got a home. And this industry say it, leave him alone, unless he become a clone. Had me singing the same old songs, no power in them. But I'm too hard to understand, I'm an algorithm. And evidently it's evidence I'm a resident of somewhere that you know that you ought to be, but you never been. So try to get used to me, cause I'ma settle in. Reminding you to settle your heavenly settlement. A sight for sore eyes or an eyesore, it don't matter, I own a label. And guess what, I'ma sign more.
Church close too.
The cannon, the cannon, the cannon.
Garvey, get
on. Here we go again in circles. Think I heard it all. We've been here before, but we need something more.
something more. Something more. What you said, I can't hear, cause you
ain't talking about nothing. Ain't talking about nothing.
Times on the radio,
I mean,
Louboutin ain't gon' pay you for that bragging. And Donatella probably
never heard your
ever. Yeah, they probably about to label me a hater, but I know these people greater than the songs they created. It's little homies in the hood regurgitating, and everybody watching thinking that you made it. The truth is, for a few designer labels and a little bit of paper, now you 12 years slaving. Hey, but you ain't Lupita, so why you beat up and pushing people to lean on a devil cup in a seizure? It sound like you put your feet up. Still a slave and money came by your freedom, partner.
Here we go again in circles. Think I heard it all. We've been here before. We need something more. Something more. Something more. What you said, I can't hear, cause you
ain't talking about nothing. Ain't talking about nothing.
What's up, y'all? Y'all know what it is. It's about that time. It's time for the Apostle and the Prince. And if you ain't know, now you know. You better go get your blessing.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hustle. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far, yeah. See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gon' take you there. See, everybody has a season.
get your blessing. Go get your blessing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We want to welcome everybody on today. Hallelujah to the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Sabbath Day Fellowship Celebration. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every last one of you that have called in, everybody that is tuned in on today. We truly have, come to have a blessed time in the Lord. Praise God on today. Hallelujah. Amen. You know we are featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, which is based out of Long Beach, California. Hallelujah. Amen. The West Coast is family in the house on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we're going to have a Holy Ghost party on this morning. Hallelujah. It might be morning where you at. Hallelujah. It might be afternoon. Praise God. Amen. But either way, God, we are about to have a blessed time in the Lord. Hallelujah on today. Let's go to the throne of grace. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come before your throne on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for being in our midst on today. Hallelujah. For you said when two or more come together in your name, you are in the midst. You are in the middle. So we thank you, Lord, for being in the middle of this on today, Lord. Hallelujah. We ask that your Holy Spirit move in a mighty way. Praise God, like as it always does. Let your anointing flow free. Hallelujah. On today, Lord. Our ears are receptive and we are ready to receive. Hallelujah. What the Spirit is saying to the church on today. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word all today. And Lord, once again, we thank you. Once again, we praise you. Once again, we magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Bless the name of the Lord on today. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of y'all that have called in, all of y'all that have tuned in. We are getting ready to have a blessed time. Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to open up the line for testimony service. If you out there on Blog Talk Radio, amen, we invite you to call one of those numbers on your screen. Amen. Get them to the service today. Put your prayer request on the throne of grace. Praise God. Because we believe.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And what the word of God says. And the word of God says, hallelujah, when two or three touch and agree on a thing in the earth, it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. We call it touching and agreeing. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if you call in today, put your prayer request on the throne of grace. We're going to touch and agree with you. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I guarantee you, you're going to call back in with a testimony on how God, hallelujah, answered your prayer. Bless the name of the Lord on today. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Praise
hallelujah.
God. Amen. Before we go to the throne, amen, don't by y'all calling in on today, getting ready with your testimonies and prayer requests, I want you to look, hallelujah, at Mark 11, praise God, verses 22 through 26. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to be reading real quick out of the New Living Translation on this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it reads, then Jesus said to the disciples, have faith in God. I assure you that you can say to this mountain, may God lift you up and throw you into the sea, and your command will be obeyed. All that is required is that you really believe and do not doubt in your heart. Listen to me. You can pray for anything, and if you believe, you will have it. But when you are praying, first, forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against so that your Father in heaven will forgive you for your sins too. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on this night, on this afternoon, praise God. Before we open up the phone line, praise God, and come to the throne with our prayer requests, you know, some people, hallelujah, are coming to the throne not just requesting things, hallelujah, but requesting, hallelujah, how would you say it, redemption, hallelujah. amen, coming to the throne with repentance of their sins. Glory to God, hallelujah. Some people want to come before the throne today, amen. They might not do it publicly, but you may do it privately. And the Lord wants me to tell you, before you come and ask me, hallelujah, to forgive you first, you must ask me to, you must tell me that you have forgiven those, hallelujah, who have sinned against you. Praise God, hallelujah. Jesus is telling us in the last verse, amen, hallelujah. But when you are praying, first, forgive anyone, anyone, yeah, with anyone, bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah. The Lord wants us to know we cannot pick and choose who we forgive. Praise God, hallelujah, because we forgive people we love very easily, hallelujah. That's why people have been married so long, because you love them, that's, and you done forgave them, hallelujah, praise God. But can you forgive your enemy? The Bible says forgive anyone, hallelujah, who you have a grudge against. Praise God. And then he tells us why. So that your in heaven will forgive you too. See, in order to give, in order to get, you got to give. Hallelujah. Praise God. What the Lord's been talking about seed time, hallelujah, the last couple of weeks. This is another seed that you have to plant. You have to plant the seed of forgiveness in order to reap forgiveness. Hallelujah. That's why we go back to Galatians when Paul said, praise God, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, shall he also reap. Then we can jump back to Genesis where it says, as long as the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest. Praise God. Now in between, Jesus is telling us in order, hallelujah, to receive forgiveness, we have to give forgiveness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You would hate to get to heaven and find out the only reason you're not getting in is because you have a grudge against me. Hallelujah. You still got a grudge against dead. Some of us still got a grudge against dead folks. Hallelujah. Praise God. People dead in the grave and you still blaming them for the situation you're in right now.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the Spirit of the Lord is telling us today, hallelujah, when we come to the throne today, we got to come with forgiveness in our heart for us in order to be forgiven for the things we've done. Some of us, the Lord say, are still feeling condemnation for things, hallelujah, and we wonder why. And the reason why we still feeling condemnation for certain things is because we still holding up forgiveness in our heart towards others. Glory to God. Mm. So that condemnation is still on you because God never lifted it because you never lifted it off the other one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You never sowed forgiveness, so you never received it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, Jesus said that I have come for the sinner, the sinner to answer a call of repentance. So he's put the call out for repentance. Hallelujah, amen. That means for you to change too. Hallelujah. Not just for you to be, Lord, forgive me. Hallelujah, but for you to forgive us. That's why he started out saying, I know what Moses told you. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Hate those that hate you. But I say, turn over the cheek. I say, pray for those who spitefully use you. Love those who hate you. Glory to God, hallelujah. Why? That way, amen, your forgiveness, hallelujah, comes easy. Your forgiveness comes without condemnation, praise God, because you ain't holding nothing against nobody else. God ain't holding nothing against you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up the line. I'm going to open up the line with this last line. Hallelujah. I would hate to say it like this, but I'm going to say it. As long as you holding a grudge against somebody else, according to the scripture I just read, hallelujah, the Lord says the Father in heaven is still holding that grudge against you until you forgive that grudge. Hallelujah. You're going to always feel that condemnation because you haven't yet forgiven the other person yet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to open up the phone lines at this time. If you have a testimony, if you have a prayer request on today, hallelujah. Remember, praise God, the Bible also said in the four mentioned scriptures, hallelujah, amen, that if you believe in your heart and do not doubt, you can have whatever you are praying for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Believe in your heart and not doubt. Glory to God. So as we come, hallelujah, come with forgiveness, come with belief. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And come with expectation on today. Glory to God. The phone lines are now open. Will there be one at this time? Glory to God.
I'd like to thank God for waking me up today, starting me off on a brand new day. I ask God to take care of the ones out in Louisiana to get ready for another hurricane coming. I ask God to go up and down the dangerous highway, take care of the ones out on the road today. I ask God to take care of my sisters, my nieces, and my nephews. I thank God to ask God to go inside the prison, the jail cells, the nursing homes, the hospitals, the Lucky Hospital, Mickey Hospitals, and take care of all the patients. I ask the Lord to go take care of the homeless. Somebody needs you right now, Lord. I don't know who it is, but I know somebody needs you right now. Father God, I ask you to take care of a friend of he was a classmate of mine named Nick Broadnett. They found him dead behind a grocery store. And so I'm asking you to take care of him and his family. I found out the news yesterday. He didn't make it. I should take care of Mr. Tucker and Mark Oden and Mark Drake, Monty Sanders in the nursing home, my Janice, my Brenda. I wish my cousin Rondell had a happy birthday for tomorrow, early birthday, he'll be 42. And my cousin Stephon's birthday coming up September 2nd, he'll be 57. I wish them all early birthdays. Father God, I ask you to take care of our military, our Coast Guard, our Marines, our Air Force, our Navy, our Space Force, our Air Force. Take care of all the young men and our National Guard. Take care of all the young men and women that's serving our country, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Amen, Brother Brian. We thank God for Brother Brian on this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do we have another one on this morning? Praise God, a testimony or a prayer request. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord, church family.
Praise the Lord, Linda.
Lord. How everyone doing? Fine. I have a testimony. I want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning to see a brand new day. I want to thank the Lord for his many blessings and provisions. He's provide for each and everyone on the line every day. I want to thank the Lord for who he is. I want to just praise the Lord because he's worthy to be praised. I want to thank the Lord for his mercy, his salvation, his grace, and forgiving us for all of our sins. I just want to thank the Lord because he's worthy to be praised and who he is and what he has done. I want to just thank him for who he is. I want to thank the Lord for the prayer line that Satan's a liar. Get behind thee. He's not going to interfere with this prayer line. No way, shape, fashion, or form, because we're not going to allow him to. I want to thank the Lord for that we have the victory. I want to thank the Lord for protecting each and every family member, friends, and loved ones. And I also want to thank Mother Alberta for her praises and her testimonies because I noticed when she come forward to the line, she always prayed for all the young men. And that's a good thing because all the young men need prayer. I just want to, thank the Lord for everyone. Pastor Corey, Brother Andre,
bless you.
My sisters, mothers, and everyone on the prayer line, and praying that everyone obey God and do the right thing, as well as myself. I mean, because Satan tempts you when you try to obey the Lord. You know, he has a way of putting these crazy ideas and notions in your head. But I'm praying strength that I don't fall into them and do what's right. So with that said, thank you, Lord, and thank everyone on the prayer line. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for Sister Linda. Amen. Larry Caster is in the building on this morning. Glory to God. West Coast is deep. Hallelujah. Amen. But the South is in here too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Do we have any other prayer requests or testimonies on this morning? Hallelujah.
I am right.
Can y'all hear me? I don't know. I can hear
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, how y'all doing this morning?
Glad.
All right. Well, I'm asking prayer for my household. I'm asking prayer for myself. And I just thank God for another day, the Most High God, for another day he blessed me to see.
Amen.
I think you fainted out on us, sister.
Huh?
There you go. We can hear you now.
Okay. I thank the Most High God for another Saturday morning he blessed me to see. Thanks for life, health, and strength. And I thank him, God, because he let me retire and unified. And I thank God for that. 38 years of something unified. And I just thank him for the job he gave me and let me retire from the job. And y'all just pray for me.
Amen. Amen. What's your name, sister? Glory to God.
Annette Williams.
Amen, sister Annette. Amen. Glad to have you on the line. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for you all today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have any more prayer requests before we go to the throne of grace? Hallelujah.
I have one. Y'all can hear me?
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Sister Kathleen?
Yes, this is Sister Kathleen from Louisiana. So now I'm in Atlanta.
Louisiana in the house.
So, yes, Louisiana in the house. I had a miracle. I wasn't gonna say it. My sister called me, the one that bring me through the changes, to see where I'm at. I said to myself, I ain't telling her where I'm at because she might have a policy on me. You know, it's just a joke. But just pray. I know you was gonna laugh, Linda, when I said that. But still pray for those that behind. I have Roderick behind and Ruth behind. That's in the popo, in the, you know, pray for the ones that we left behind that, you know, that they'll be covered, you know. You know.
Amen.
That when all this over with, we still see that God is an awesome God. No matter what it is, just keep our mind together, you know, because if everybody get hurt, and everything go under, it ain't gonna have enough insurance money for everybody. So I'm asking the Lord to sustain I'm talking. Hold on. I want the Lord to protect, you know, all those little ones that couldn't get out, the old people and stuff like that, and all my people up underneath the bridge, that somebody open up their heart and put them in safety somewhere.
Amen.
Go ahead and sing, Alberta.
Baby, be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Baby, be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. I think I get through with me. When God with me, I think I'll be good. I should be good. I should be good and beautiful. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet.
God gets through with me. I should come forth. I should come here. I should come here. Go. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
My life, I thank God for life, health, and strength. I thank God for giving me life more abundantly. I thank God because he's the on-time God. He might not come when we want him to, but he's always on time.
Hallelujah.
When it's on the prayer line, I thank God for breaking the chains. I thank God for letting us do more in him and less of ourselves. I would like for you all to pray for me. Pray for the caregivers. I mean, caregivers in my house and the neighbors. And pray for my loved ones, family, and friends. Pray for all our loved ones. And God put a hook in their jaw and join to him, because if you don't draw them, they won't come.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Sister Virgie, as I repeat after Paul, Romans 1:16. And I mean this from my heart, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes it, to the Jews first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Pray for me as I continue to pray for you all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Sister Virgin.
Yes, ma'am.
Sister Virgin.
Yes.
You said that was Romans 1:16?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm keeping notes over here. Thank you.
You're welcome. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God today. Hallelujah. For all of the testimonies and prayer requests that have gone up before the throne of grace on today. Hallelujah. Let me just read off our prayer list, and we're going to go to our throne of grace. Amen. Then I'm going to introduce the man of God. Hallelujah on today. Amen. On our prayer list, we got Dolores, Ruth, Sister Virginia, the Pilgrims family. We got Carl Delaney, Elena Brooks, Sister Virgie, Mother Alberta, Michael and Jessica, Jackie, Bobby, Sister Linda and Giovanni, Sister Yolanda, Mother Kathleen, Brother Brian, Sister Keisha, Sister Crystal, Brother Tucker, Devontae Smith, Evangelist Michelle, Calvin Brothers, Beverly Kate, Martha, Darian, Sister Regina Galloway, Sister Brother Morris Galloway, and Sister Annette Williams. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to go to the throne of grace on today. Hallelujah. And then we are going to introduce the man of God, and then we're going to have a quick selection. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead. Go ahead, Sister Linda.
Excuse me, could we add two more names to that prayer list, please?
Okay.
Roderick and Bruce.
Let me get that one first. Roderick and who?
Bruce.
Okay.
Bruce.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Bruce.
Okay.
And we need prayers. We need prayers for the whole state of Louisiana. Everybody running, trying to get the cover, and the traffic is not moving. So,
amen. Yeah, we gonna cover.
We need prayers. The hurricane. You know.
Oh yeah, we gonna lift up Louisiana.
Yeah. because she needs to bow down to Jesus. That devil won't be bad.
Oh, so
devil
one
ain't
more,
got
one
no wind
man.
Messing with my birthday. We rebuking
one
her.
Name.
The
one other name.
Okay, what's the other name?
Javante Smith.
Yeah, I got that. Javante Smith.
Yeah. You got Giovanni, and then there's a Javante Smith.
Oh, okay. Giovanni and Javante?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Giovanni is Linda's son, and Javante is Sister Virgie's grandson.
Yeah, I got Giovanni, Sister Linda Giovanni, and I got Javante.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Also, Elder, could you add Apostle Curry and Tiana Curry and the Curry family to that list too as well?
Amen. Yes, sir. Tiara.
Tiana.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Anyone else? Praise the Lord.
And also, could you add the Webb family to that list too as well?
The Webb family?
Yeah.
All right. Amen. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Well, let's go to the throne of grace. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before your throne of grace. As on this, we know how, Lord. First of all, we want to tell you thank you. Thank you for all the provision that you've made in each and every last one of our lives, Lord. And we want to come before you on behalf of our brothers and sisters on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Those that are victims of the storms that are hitting the United States and all of the other countries that are also being hit by these natural disasters, Lord. Hallelujah. We ask that you bless them, Lord. Hallelujah. We ask, Lord, that you touch the people in Afghanistan, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, that you move on them in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Praise God. As the wars that you said would take place, the rumors that we hear are going on right now, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We just ask that your presence be felt across the world. Hallelujah. That they see, hallelujah, you are the only way. As you said in your word, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. No man will get to the Father but by you. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, you've heard all of our prayer requests that have gone before your throne. We know that only you can touch us in each individual way, Lord. Hallelujah. So we come before you right now. Hallelujah. And we magnify you right now. Hallelujah, Lord. We rebuke the spirit of doubt. Hallelujah, Lord. And we receive the things that we have prayed for in your name. Hallelujah on today. Lord, we ask that you touch the man of God, that you touch him in a mighty way on today. Hallelujah. That you strengthen him as he's just ready to come forth and bring forth your word on today, Lord. And we thank you in advance for the revelation now that you are about to drop into our heart. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. We magnify you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah on today.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. Praise God. For those of you just tuning in, just joining us, amen, this is the Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, and this is the Seventh-day service. Praise God. We want to thank y'all for tuning in and joining us on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you just tuned in, you tuned in just in time. Praise God. Just in time to hear the word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And getting ready to come forth and bring forth the word of God on today. Hallelujah. Amen. Is my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. The pastor, the leader of the Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, praise God, which is over there on the West Coast, hallelujah, praise God, Long Beach is in the house, hallelujah,
yeah.
Amen, I'm talking about none other, hallelujah, than your friend and mine, hallelujah, the Holy Apostle himself, I'm talking about none other than Apostle Eldon A.
Curry, immediately following this next election, we will be in the hands, hallelujah, of the apostle. Mary told us, hallelujah, what this is all about. This is all about getting to one place, hallelujah, and that's heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise for heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Somebody
give God a praise. If you're happy about heaven this morning on this Sabbath day, somebody give God praise for heaven.
Hallelujah.
How many can't wait to go to heaven? Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many can't wait to go to heaven? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I don't think y'all heard me this morning. I said, how many of you are excited about going to heaven?
Hallelujah.
I don't know about you, beloved.
But in this wicked, evil world, glory to God, where they don't even want God, glory to God. They ain't trying to live for God. Amen. They want God like a genie. I'm so glad about heaven. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know you ain't got to pay no rent over there in heaven? How many know everything is free over there in heaven? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I tell you one thing. Amen. You won't get kicked out of heaven unless you just ain't doing right. But I ain't heard nobody get kicked out yet. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all don't hear me this morning? I'm celebrating heaven. No more cold y'all out my son. No. Hallelujah.
A free mansion.
Yes, Lord.
Free
Hallelujah.
Evening gold.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You know what? Glory to God. Amen. We should be so excited about heaven. Glory to God. We shouldn't care what's going on down here. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I don't care what you do down here, because I got a home on the other side. Glory to God. I got a home. You might not appreciate me here, but I got a home up there. And they talk about me up there. Glory to God. They say, when you gonna come up here? Hey, somebody give God a praise. Somebody say, heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Heaven, glory to God.
Heaven.
I don't know about you, but I can relate to Mary Mary when they say they're trying to get themselves together because they got some place to go. Hallelujah. And they praying when they get there that they know everyone they know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many of you got people up there waiting up there for you in heaven? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Hallelujah. But the main reason why I want to go to heaven is to see him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Granddaddy and all them was good. Glory to God. But I just got to see the one, glory to God, that died for me and rose for me. The one that encouraged me every day. The one that tell me he loved me and don't miss a day. Come on here, somebody. Amen. The
Hallelujah.
One that pat me on the back when nobody else pat me on the back. Come on here, somebody. When I don't have strength, he give me strength. Amen. When I don't have wisdom, he give me wisdom. When I don't have understanding, he give me understanding. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord on this morning. Amen. Giving honor to him. Amen. To Elder Andre, this morning, amen, we give God praise. Amen. For my dear brother. Amen. I love him to
bless
life.
You, my brother.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Happy about heaven this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. If you know there ain't too many preachers preaching about heaven, glory to God. Hallelujah. Ain't too many preachers talking about heaven. But the Lord told me, you don't talk about a place you ain't going to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But let me tell you something. Heaven is still good. Glory to God. I wish somebody get happy about heaven this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Man, I don't want to be nowhere anyway where God ain't welcome. Glory to God. If God ain't welcome, I don't want to be nowhere where he ain't welcome. How many know? There ain't too many places here that he is welcome in. Glory to God. People trying to kick him out of everything. Hallelujah. But they tell me that they want his blessing, but they don't want him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said they want his blessing. Glory to God. But they don't want him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many know that if you want God, you got to come. You got to accept everything to come along with God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If God said, be ye holy, then you better be holy. If you want the blessing, come on here, somebody. If God say, oh, be obedient. How many know that we got to be obedient in order to get the blessing? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You can't have one without the other. I wish somebody would give God a praise right there. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God. We thank God. We thank God on this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I'm not going to be before you long this Sabbath day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's just go in Jeremiah right quickly. Amen. Hallelujah. See what the weeping prophet talking about. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The one, the prophet that said it just like fire set up in his bones. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go and see what Brother Jeremiah talking about. Amen. See what the Lord talking about this morning. Come on here, somebody. Through Jeremiah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. And we give you praise for your word this morning. Father, let our ears be open to your voice.
Let our heart, God, hallelujah, be yielded to your word. That we may obey you, God, and not just be hearers, but doers, God, hallelujah. Now, Father, we thank you for what you are about to speak to us. We give you praise and we give you glory. For you alone are God, and there's none else besides you, O God. So we bless your holy name. Let our soul, Lord, make her boast in you, O God. And we will give you all the glory, all the praise, all the accolades, Lord. For they all belong to you. And we thank you. Anointing of God, have your way. I loose you across the prayer lines and the phone lines and any other line that the people may be on where they need a breakthrough from you. So we thank you. And we give you praise. Yes, you humble his name, we pray. Lord, bind the hand of the enemy, God. Rebuke every devil and religious demon that would try to keep your people from hearing or understanding your word. We thank you for understanding with clarity. And we thank you for wisdom and knowledge. And we give you praise. Yes, you humble his name, we pray. Amen. Somebody shout amen and give God the glory.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Come with me right quickly to Jeremiah chapter 9. We're going to start with verse 22, and then we're going to go back up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is everybody there?
Hallelujah.
And the word of the Lord said, it says, say, this is what the Lord declared. Their bodies will lie like dung on the open field, like cut grain behind the reaper, with no one to gather them. Verse 23. This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise glory in their will. Are the strong glory in their strength? Are the rich glory in their riches? 24, but let the one who glory about this, that they have the understanding to know me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's a good place right there to give God glory. He said, give him glory right there. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That they have the understanding to know me, that I am the Lord that exercise kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in these I delight, declares the Lord. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, somebody give him a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 People try to understand everything else, but God said, you better in this hour, amen, glory in the fact that you understand and know me. Come on here, somebody. Everybody talking about who they know, but do you know him? Do you know Yahshua? Do you know the Lord of Lords? Do you know the King of Kings? Do you know the great I am? Hallelujah. Do you know the wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace? Amen. Ask your neighbor, say, do you know him? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, do you know him? Hallelujah. Because how many know it's coming down to the hour that only what we do for him is going to last? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you hear what he said? Well, let's go back up to verse 21. Go back up to verse 21. Is everybody there?
Amen.
And the word of the Lord says, death has climbed in through our windows. Come on here, somebody. Death has climbed in through our windows. It has entered our fortresses. Come on here, somebody.
They didn't build fortresses, but they could build a fortress that could keep death out. Come on here, somebody. I don't care how tight your security is. Death is going to be able to get through your security. Come on here, somebody. And the only thing that's going to keep you from dying is the blood. I'm so cool. Tell about Thunder. Oh, let me talk about this thing this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord said in Exodus, he said, when I see the blood, I cause the death angel to pass over you. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the only thing that has access that God will not kill is the blood? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish somebody get happy right there. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
But how many know that if you don't know him, you ain't covered by the blood? Come on here, somebody. You got to know him in order to be covered. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Yes, hallelujah.
A lot of people talk about they know the Lord. But see, you can say that with your mouth, but what do your heart say? And let me put this in that while I'm there. What is God saying? God says, do I know you? Who is you? Do you pray to me? Do you obey me? Do you tell me how much you love me? Oh, come on here, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. When you know somebody, you act like you know them. Glory to God. You can't stop talking about them because you know them. Come on here, somebody. You ain't going to know God and talk about the devil. You're going to talk about God because that's who you know. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
We need to really cut loose. Come on here, somebody. And give God the praise that is due his name. All of this is happening because people ain't giving God the glory like they should. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell them I got to make time for God. No, you got to say self, that you got to make time for God. God is already making time. God says, I'm ready when you're ready. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
People dying. Tsunamis are coming from places that we don't have no idea where they're coming from. But let me tell you, if you look up Hawk, they're controlling the weather. Come on here, somebody. The Illuminati is controlling the weather. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And they have an instrument at the bottom of the ocean that whenever they want to create something, if they can jump to that instrument, glory to God, and it can summon up and change the weather to what they want it to be. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
Oh, I done looked up. And it is being controlled by the military. Come on here, somebody. NASA got control of it. That flood that came into New Orleans, that was manufactured.
That's right. They broke it.
By Hawk. Come on here, somebody. That's why they didn't send nobody to help them. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
They blew that levee.
And they used martial law as an excuse to come in and kick people out of their home where they would have nowhere to stay. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
God, glory be to God.
Lord, Jesus,
help us, Lord.
But they used red cross or blue cross, whichever cross you want to. But see, if the cross ain't led by God, then you better watch out for it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, wake up, neighbor.
Wake up, neighbor.
This ain't the time to be sleeping. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Did you hear what the Lord said in Jeremiah? He said dead bodies are finna be everywhere. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. This ain't the time. He said death has climbed in through our windows. Come on here, somebody. Who left the window? Come on here, somebody. Who left the window for death to crawl in? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. No, it didn't crawl in. It climbed in. Because wasn't nobody watching. Wasn't nobody saying nothing. Where was the watchers on the wall? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now death to climb in through our windows.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He got disconnected. Hallelujah. Give him a second to call back in. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what's going on right now. Dead bodies everywhere. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Have mercy.
I'm trying to get him on the other line, please, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm back, y'all. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
There you go,
glory
praise
God. Boy, Jimmy got so mad, he cut my phone off. The phone guy is too hot. Amen. The temperature is too hot. How many know that when it's coming hot off the press, it'll burn the phone up? Come on, there, somebody. Hallelujah to Lord. Hallelujah to God. Somebody give God the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To give God the glory. Somebody give him
Hallelujah.
The glory. Hallelujah. Somebody give him the glory. Glory to God. I feel like cutting up now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give it to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If I make
Hallelujah.
My boast, I'm going to make my boast in the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Thank you, Lord, for sending me. Glory to God. How many of you know that the Lord is omnipotent? Glory to God. That's why I'm going to give him all the praise. Glory to God. Because all my strength come from him. Come on here, somebody. I might not have no strength, but when I plug into the one that's omnipotent, hallelujah, I got all strength.
Yeah.
Come on here, somebody. How
yeah.
many of you know that the Lord got all power? Somebody say all power.
Yeah, all power.
He got power. He gave me some, glory to God. Because he got all power.
Hallelujah.
He gave me the power and not lose no power. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
I mean, you know that because you got the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Hey, that's power that is God inside of you right now. And the Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Somebody need to make their glory in the Lord. I will glory in the God of my salvation. Why? Because he is worthy to be praised. Somebody praise his holy name on this side of the day.
Yes, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Glory to God.
Nobody.
Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Come on here, somebody.
Ain't nobody mad but the devil.
But we're going to give God all the glory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Yeah.
Yes,
glory to God.
Lord.
I'm coming back, y'all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm
back,
y'all.
Glory to God. Come here and give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he must be really afraid of his words this morning. Glory to God. So let me go ahead and put these knuckle sandwiches on him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, for the wise man not to be wise in his wisdom. Glory to God. Why? Because he's an omniscient God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We can't get beside ourselves. Glory to God, because God got all wisdom. I mean, you know God know everything. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Whatever knowledge you got, whatever wisdom you got, it belongs to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We are called
Are y'all still with me this morning? Come on, here, somebody.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Sir.
Sometimes we got to come out of ourselves. Come on, here, somebody. The reason why we still here is because we gave God the glory. Somebody, hallelujah, that know that if it wasn't for you giving God the glory, you wouldn't be here. Somebody, give
hallelujah.
God some glory right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to God. I'm going to rejoice that this is the day he made, and he made it so I can give him some glory. I want to give your God some glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
And the word of God, and the word of God also says, let not the rich glory in his riches. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because the earth is the Lord. And the fullness thereof is they that dwell therein. Come on here, somebody. How many know at the end of the day that everything belonged to God? And whatever riches you got, God gave it. You some of what he got. Come on here, somebody. He ain't even give you all. He just broke you off a piece of what he got. Come on here, somebody. Because those riches and wealth and prosperity belong to him. Somebody give God the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
glory to God.
This is why God don't talk to, this is why God don't talk to too many smart folks, because they think they're too smart for God. Come on here, somebody.
Come on,
they get the glory in what they know. Come on here, somebody. They get stuck in what they know. And God gives them a little corner of knowledge, and they think they know everything. Come on here, somebody. But how many of you know that you better not just stop there? Because God is saying, if you go glory, glory in him, that allows you to know something. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody,
amen.
Give God the glory.
Amen. Hallelujah, Father.
And then he said, don't let the strong man glory in his strength. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why?
Hallelujah.
Because whatever strength that we have, it's because the omnipotent, all-powerful God gave it to you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And how many know if you get too hearted, God would take his strength away. Come on here, somebody. God, if you get too crazy, he'll take his wisdom away. Come on here, somebody. Woo, God, y'all ain't saying nothing this morning. But y'all need the glory in the God of your salvation. Come on here, somebody.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't let no bad news stop you from giving God the glory. As a matter of fact, give him more. Thank you, Lord, for being so good to me. Thank you, Lord, for not letting it happen to me. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me. Thank you, Lord, for helping me. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Somebody needs to keep this praise in your mouth. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name, Lord Jesus.
And understanding you got, God gave it to you. Come on here, somebody. How many know he's a God of understanding? Come on here, somebody. You wouldn't have an understanding if it wasn't for him. Come on here, somebody. If you could understand anything, Lord, thank you for allowing me to have understanding. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because some folks get beside themselves when they get understanding. Come on here, somebody. Because they got a little bit of understanding. That's all acting crazy. Hallelujah. But God said, don't go off because you got a little understanding. Because I allowed you to get a piece of the rock. You still ain't got the whole rock. You still need me. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise. Double quote on all that side, though.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
But check out what the Lord said. But check out what the Lord said. Hallelujah. He said, but let them that have an understanding to know me, that I am the Lord. Come on here, somebody. We need to be praising the Lord. We understand who he is. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord, for giving me an understanding of who you are. Who's going to worship and praise the Lord with me this morning? Glory to God. And thank God for giving you an understanding of who he is. Come on here, somebody.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you something. School can't give you an understanding of God. Hallelujah. Church can only give you so much about the understanding of God. Hallelujah. A university can't give you an understanding of God. Hallelujah. But let me tell you what helps you to understand God. Hallelujah. When you go through the suffering, God reveals who he is to you. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
When you go through the process, come on here, somebody.
Yeah,
God reveals who he is to you. Glory to God. When you realize and say, Lord, I don't know nothing without you. Then you can understand God. Come on here, somebody. And then when you understand that he is God by himself, come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I mean, you know that God stand alone. Come on here, somebody. Ain't nobody like God. Amen. I mean, everything that try to exalt himself against God, it falls. Why? Because God is sovereign. God is by himself. God is omniscient. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He is omnipresent. Come on here, somebody. He is God by himself. Somebody give God the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
See, when you come to the understanding that you need him more than he needs you, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We got to stop thinking we're doing God a favor. You can't do God no favor. The only favor you can do God is give your life to him and let him save you and then let him fill you with his Holy Spirit. That's the only favor you can do for God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And you ain't doing that for God. You're doing that for yourself. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In verse 24, it says, that I am the Lord who exercised kindness. I mean, you know, it's the Lord's kindness. Come on here, somebody. That is not our kindness. Come on here, somebody. It's the Lord's kindness. Come on here, somebody. Amen. It's the Lord that causes people to be kind. It's the Lord that causes the earth to be kind. It's the Lord that causes any kind of kindness. It comes through him. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, none of the Bible says that when a man ways please the Lord, he even make his enemies to be at peace with him. Come on here, somebody. I mean, no, when you start acting right with God, he'll make your haters act right. Oh, ain't nobody saying nothing. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Finna wrap it up, y'all. It says, who exercises kindness. Somebody said kindness.
Kindness.
Justice. Come on here, somebody. Justice. Amen. We hollering about justice. We want justice. No justice, no peace. But how many know that the first peace got to begin with God? If we get back to God, he going to bring the justice. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Can't nobody bring it but him. The Bible says vengeance belongs to God. How many know he is the justifier? Somebody give them a praise.
Yes, bro.
The reason why ain't no justice is because we ain't got no peace with God. Once you get that peace with God and recognize and understand God, then the justice don't come. Come on here, somebody. Because vengeance already belongs to him. And he says, I will repay. Somebody say payday.
Payday.
How many know that God got a payday for everybody? God got a payday for everything. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why the devil is trying to do everything he can because he know he got a payday coming. Come on here, somebody. A payday he can't escape. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody to never make your boast in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory in the God of your salvation. Give him all the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Who exercise kindness, justice, and righteousness. Somebody say righteousness. Hallelujah.
Righteousness.
Righteousness.
I mean, you know that the Lord know who's righteous. Come on here, somebody. And the Lord know who's not righteous. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. He know that.
We can say we righteous, but God know who's righteous. Come on here, somebody. And he says, if you obey me and love me, I'll make your righteousness spring forth. It's a new day. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you're the righteousness of God in Yahshua. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We ain't got to try to be righteous. God said, you just continue to stay and live in me, and I'm going to manifest who you are. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But yes, the Lord exercises all of these things, kindness, justice, and righteousness. Come on here, somebody. And he says,
amen.
For in these I delight, declares the Lord. He said, I delight in these things. Come on here, somebody. So the Lord delights when I'm kind. He delights, glory to God, when I operate in justice. Hallelujah. He delights when I'm righteous. Come on here, somebody. Hey, give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
How many of you are happy about the fact that you understand and know the Lord? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many know there are a lot of people brag about who they know, but if you, but as long as you know God, you're going to be all right. Come on here,
no,
somebody.
Come
hallelujah.
On, man.
Yeah,
everybody don't know the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. I said everybody don't know the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They know of him. But when you say you know him on a personal level, glory to God, then that carries clout. Come on here, somebody. How many know that heaven opened up every time that you speak to heaven because you know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that the angels disperse quickly when you know the Lord? Come on here, somebody. How many know that the blood will move faster when you know the Lord? Come on here, somebody. Oh, you ain't saying nothing this morning. You need the glory
hallelujah.
In the God of your salvation. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Somebody give God some more praise.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. We're going to thank God on today, glory to God, because God deserves the glory. Hallelujah. He deserves the honor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, lift him, lift him, lift him. Come on and lift the Lord right now.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You need to lift him right now. Be our songwriter say, give God the glory. And he will give you the victory. Come on here, somebody. How many know that your victory is centered around your glory of glory in God? Come on here, somebody. Amen.
Yeah.
The more you give God the glory, the more he's going to manifest your victory. Come on here, somebody. Amen. The more you give God the glory, the more he's going to manifest your victory. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. Yeah. Somebody give him all the glory that you can right now. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Some of you are by yourself right now, so you ain't have to worry about nobody looking at the glory of God. Because you and God, hallelujah, you need to be, amen, have
yes,
a praise fit right now. Some of you are around some people, amen, but I wouldn't care who it is, glory to God. I would give God all the glory. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because people can't help your story, glory to God. If they can't help your story, then you need to give God all the glory. Come on here, somebody. Why? So he can help your story. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank
God.
Hallelujah. I thank God that I know him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I don't secondhand know God. I know God on a personal level. Come on here, somebody. Amen. I walk with him. Amen. He talks with me. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
That's what God is looking for. He's looking for more praise. He's looking for more honor. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He woke us up this morning. Come on here, somebody. The sun is on our way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is worthy to be praised. Somebody give God
yes.
a clap offering right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord.
This is not the hour for us to be ashamed of God. This is the time to uplift God. He said that if I be lifted up, I will draw all men. God is waiting on us. To lift him. Come on here, somebody. He needs to be lifted. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Why? Because only those of us who know him can lift him. Come on here, somebody. You can only lift God if you know him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Let's give God the praise. No more quote. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we hear bad news, but God said the bad news. It's still not going to affect you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Mm.
He said to tell you that the bad news is not going to affect you. Come on here, somebody.
Mm.
Amen.
He said, no matter what bad news is going on, God, that praise me, that you know me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yeah. And that the bad news is not going to affect you nor your house. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I tell you what the Lord said. The Lord said, don't worry about the bad news. Glory to God. You worry about the good news. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And the good news is that all the bad news is not going to bother you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all, I better check what the Lord is saying. This is the Lord talking. He said, tell them to thank me that the good news is that the bad news is not going to be able to touch you. Come on. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel God right here. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, neighbor, I thank God for good news. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for good news, God.
Man, in this hour where so many people is glorying and so many things, God is saying, if we going to boast our glory, let that glory be in the fact that we know and understand him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Everybody come up, they know God. But when we know him, he says, these signs shall follow them that believe. And so signs and wonders and miracles should be following you. If you know God, then that means that God will manifest and confirm that you know him through the miraculous, through the signs, through the wonders, through the miracles. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on and give God one more praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and lift it.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
If you notice it now, we're in critical times now, because now the rich man can't glory in his riches. Come on here, somebody. The virus has shut that down. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The strong cannot even glory in their strength. The virus has shut that down. Come on here, somebody. The wise man can't even glory in his wisdom because he don't understand the virus. Glory to God. They trying to figure it out. Glory to God. But how many of you know, glory to God, the God that already figured it out and worked it out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he's only revealing it to those who know him. Oh, I wish somebody would shout with me. If you don't know him, you're not going to know what's going on. Because God said, I'm the only one that knows what's going on. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
We thank God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord on this morning. Hallelujah. Come on in, Elder, while the Spirit of God is moving. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel another praise in there. Somebody give God another praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God on today. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word on today. Hallelujah. We thank God that God is revealing it to us. Hallelujah. Remember Jesus said, I thank God that my Father is not revealing this to the wise and the prudent. Praise God. Hallelujah. People that think they like
to reveal it to the baby.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Not the people that think they know everything. God, glory to God. Hallelujah. It's people out there think they know everything. Hallelujah. Like they can figure it all out. Hallelujah. But he said, I'm revealing it to those that know. I don't know everything. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah all today. You know, smart people don't really know they smart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Those are the people he revealing it to. Not the people that know they smart. I know I'm smart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know I can figure this out. He said, I'm not revealing it to you. I'm revealing it to the one that I don't know. Hallelujah. The one that said, I don't know, Lord. I need you. Hallelujah. To reveal this to me. Glory to God. Amen on today. So we thank God for the word on today. Hallelujah. We thank God that he is with us. Hallelujah, that he's covering us every step of the way. Glory to God. The Bible says, 1,000 might fall at your left. Hallelujah. Some more going to fall at your right, but you ain't got to worry about that because you covered by the blood of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and that's what's going on right now. They falling left and right. Hallelujah. But you're not affected. Glory to God. Even when the doctor tells you you're affected, you're not affected. Hallelujah. I said that wrong. Even when the doctor tells you you're infected, you're not affected. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says that we if you covered by it, you covered. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
It's like the ultimate insurance plan. Glory to God on today. So we thank God for his word. Hallelujah. We thank God that we covered by his blood. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God that we have understanding of what's going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because understanding is everything. Hallelujah. Without understanding, we'd all be going crazy right now. Glory to God. So we thank God for the understanding. Because the understanding is just the truth that we stand under. And we standing under the truth, the word of God. Hallelujah on today. Praise God. So we thank God on today. Hallelujah for the word of God. We thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah. Let's pray for the man of God on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the man of God. We thank you for the word on today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you allowed your vessel, Lord, to spill out this anointing on today, Lord, that you are with us, that you are covering us, that we don't have to worry about our surroundings, what's going on, because you, hallelujah, are our ultimate security. Hallelujah. We are secure as long as we are in you, Lord, and we thank you for it on today. Hallelujah. In your son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. We thank God for the word of God on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. God is truly worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's our refuge in a time of storm. We ain't got to worry about the storm coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Sister Kathleen was God gave her a way to get out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got to pray for the thousands. See, he said thousands around us are dropped. But I got you covered. Praise God. Yeah, we got to, we feel for those other thousand. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we got to thank God that we covered. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got to realize, hallelujah, that we all had a choice. We could either choose the blood of Jesus or we could try to do it on our own. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can try to do it man's way. We can try to do it the government's way. We can try to do it the church's way. Hallelujah. But until we try to do it God's way, hallelujah, praise God. There's a lot of people trying to do it their own way. They in them thousands. Praise God. Hallelujah. All we can do is pray for them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank God on today for the word. We thank God for the message. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for the man of God. We want to remind you, amen, hallelujah. If you haven't got your seed in the ground, get it in the ground, praise God, hallelujah, so God can produce that heart, so God can sprinkle some water on, hallelujah, amen, and watch it grow, amen, on today. We thank God for all y'all on today, amen. We remind you we're going to be back online tonight. Hallelujah, amen. In a few hours, praise God. About 3.5 hours, praise God. We're going to be back online with another word from the Lord, praise God. Today is the day when the apostle does a double, what we call a double hitter in baseball. Praise God, hallelujah. Where he goes twice a day, amen, praise God. So, amen. The man of God will be coming back tonight, praise God, with another word. So we invite everybody that tuned in on Blog Talk, everybody that called in on the phone line. Hallelujah. 3.5 hours. We back online again. Praise God. Send it along. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn it back over to the hands of the man of God, and he's going to go ahead and give us his final announcements and pray us out on today. Glory to God.
Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Thank you, Elder. Amen. Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, man of God. Amen.
Bless you, man of God.
Give
hallelujah.
God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
If you got any questions or comments, please ask them right now.
If there's anything that you didn't understand that God was saying, amen, I'm clearing the line for anyone with a question. Ask it now. Amen. So don't ever leave the line, beloved. Hear me, everyone. Do not leave this line without the understanding of what God has said. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing, but in all your wisdom, you're what? An understanding.
An understanding.
Because how many know that the enemy will rob you of your blessing because you don't understand something? Come on here, somebody. See, your increase is determined. Your return on your seed is determined by what you understand and how much you understand.
Amen.
Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because how many know that the devil can't come and mess with your mind when you understand something? Come on
Amen.
Here, somebody.
Amen.
He can only mess with your mind when you don't understand something. And then you got the man of God, the apostle of God, is saying whatever you don't understand to inquire, ask about it. And the Lord will give me the understanding so we can both have a wonderful understanding of what God is saying. Amen.
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 So if there's anyone this morning that the Lord was saying it would like a better understanding, I'm leaving the lines open this morning. So I'm taking it that everybody understand, right?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So I don't want nobody coming back to my, I don't understand this. Why he didn't break it down? Right now is the opportunity and chance for you to say something right now. Let me put this out there because I feel led to do this right quickly. And then after this, I'm going to close it out. The smartest people are the people that ask the most questions. Come on here, come on.
Amen.
You don't get smart by not asking questions. You get dumb by not asking questions because
Amen.
A dumb person thinks that, you know, I don't want to embarrass myself by asking. How you embarrassing yourself if you don't understand and if you don't know?
Amen.
Person that's scared to ask or think that that's an embarrassing question need to hang around somebody that's always asking questions so they can become smart. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Okay, this is on Jeremiah 9.
Mm-hmm.
Where it says, the wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord. So what wisdom do they have?
They don't have none. Because
Amen.
When you reject the word of the Lord, then God says, because you have rejected me, I have rejected you from being my people.
Whoa.
So that means they have become wise in their own eyes.
Oh.
And God is no longer talking to them.
In other words, they became foolish.
Ah!
Other words,
professing to be wise.
Yeah. And not.
They got
and
kicked
not.
To the
yeah.
curb.
They got book sense, but no spirit sense.
Yeah,
like
that's
we
come
always
on,
say, you, like we always say, you got book sense, but you ain't got no street sense. It's like they got book
yeah.
sense,
yeah,
but they ain't got no spirit sense, no spiritual sense.
Yeah.
Do it and pass it.
Yeah.
An educated fool.
You know, that too comes from the fact that they got the letter but not the spirit. Come on here, somebody. Because the Bible said that the letter killeth. And the only way that the letter can kill is that you operating without the spirit. Come on here, somebody. You got the letter. You know the word mentally, but it's not in your heart. Come on here, somebody. And so when it's not in your heart, then that means you don't really know God. Amen. You know of him, but you don't know him. Because God only revealed himself
to us who are after God's heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's why I'm telling you tonight, beloved, this morning, there's not enough just for us to know the word. We got to get that word in our heart. Come on here, somebody. So that word can change us. So that word can cause us to be obedient. So then God said, now you know me now. Glory to God. Why? Because my word is that where? In your heart. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Glory to God.
I have one more question. Bishop, I have one more question.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, now this one is 10.
Mm-hmm.
10 speaks of, therefore I will give their wives to others and their fields to those who will inherit them.
Wow.
That's heavy. I mean, they're talking about giving your wife to something. You ain't paying attention to God. Well, so you about to lose your wife, and you about to lose what you have in the fields.
Yeah. Because when the blessing leaves you, the wisdom of God leaves you, you'll lose everything. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because they did not take heed to the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They rejected the word of the Lord. How many know that it's very dangerous to reject the word of the Lord? Amen. How many know that it's better almost not to hear the word than to hear it and reject it? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Death that climbs in through the window. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So people trying to figure out where did the virus come from. It came from disobedience. It came from those of us not fearing God. It came from people touching the unclean thing. It came from people not reverencing God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And see, here go the bad thing, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. I'm out here now, y'all. And the bad thing is that the church has been touching the unclean thing with the world, and instead of holding God up, we've been letting God down. God, hallelujah. See, that's why God had to call his remnant out the church. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's what you were talking about the other night.
They
lost focus on God's
talk with
the focus on
their senses. Mm. We got to hear the voice of God this morning, y'all. Come on, hallelujah. Glory to God. See, God is tired of us talking about we give God all the glory, and God can't feel the glory. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
We tell them we're giving God all the glory, but only like 10% is going to God and the other 90% going to us. Okay. Oh, God. That's it. I'm going to raise up a people that's going to give me so much glory that I'm going to come in tabernacle with them. I'm going to live in them. They're going to be my people, and I'm going to be their God. Somebody
yes,
give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Ask your neighbor again. Say, neighbor, do you know him? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe Daniel said, those that know their God can wax strong and do exploits. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the word. Oh, I felt that. And they that know their God shall wax strong. Come on here, somebody. Wax strong. Yeah, can't total a little more coat. And do exploits. How many know exploits mean miracles? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody thank God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Amen. We're going to get ready to dismiss. Amen. Beloved, obey God and sow your seed. Amen. Obey God. Amen. Because God want to bless. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And you don't want to miss out
yes,
on what God has for you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Are all minds clear? Anybody got any questions? This ain't church, y'all. I mean, y'all are free to ask questions. You know, in church, you're only free to ask questions like this.
No.
But fellowship, you can ask questions. Anything you don't understand, anything that is not clear to you about what God is saying, be free.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, Father, we thank you and we praise you right now, Lord God. We lift your name up. Thank you for your word, oh God. Thank you that we glory in you, oh God. We glory in the fact that we know and understand you, oh Lord. Hallelujah. And you exercise kindness, you exercise justice, and you exercise righteousness, Lord. And in these things you delight, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, oh God. And we bless your holy name, Lord God. Bind the hand of the enemy, God. Rebuke every devourer, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, oh God, even now. And we give you praise. In what I say, in the one, we thank you, oh God, even now. And we give you praise. What I say unto one,
say unto one.
I say unto all.
Say unto all.
Watch.
Watch.
Pray.
Pray.
And live holy.
And live holy.
Every day.
Every day.
Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
It ain't nothing you can do about it. Let somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hey, we'll call God of our son. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
See, that's how our tongues should be on fire. Come on here, somebody. When we pray in the Holy Ghost, it should be on fire. Come on here, somebody. I'm not talking about halfway on fire. I'm talking about on fire. Robo cool. Y'all not my son. Why? Because we know and understand him. Hallelujah. Therefore, we can glory in the God of our salvation. Somebody give God the Lord praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Hey, I see you. See you over there, Brother Brian. Glory to God. Come on in, give God all that praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Brother Brian, they got happy over there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I mean, you know that God is an awesome God.
You know what? With all these storms going on, you know, I mean, you know, I have a question.
Yeah.
About, you know, with these storms and all these wars breaking loose. You know, I mean, you know, is there something going on that's in the midst that we don't understand?
But see, that's in Matthew 24. About what's going on right now.
Yeah, about earthquakes and divers places and stuff like that.
Yeah, all that is manifesting out of Matthew 24.
Mm-hmm.
Wars and rumors of wars, a lot of false Christs are coming up on the land. Amen. People talking about that they know God, but we need to ask ourselves which God, because you know that the enemy is the god of this world. So now you got to ask, which God are you talking about? Are you talking about the God of heaven? Are you talking about the God of this world? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't be afraid to ask them, glory to God. If they with Daddy God, they're going to smile and say, I'm with the kingdom of God. If they with the God of this world, they're going to say that we are the God of this world. And we worship and serve the devil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
But the God of the world, you know, that is the devil. You know what I mean? You know,
that's part
of the Satan world. He would cast out of heaven down here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
They call him the belly of the snake.
Yeah, that's cause, you know, the curse of poverty was put on him. That's why he's not supposed to have nothing. The enemy ain't supposed to have nothing. He supposed to eat dust all the days of his life. And if you notice, his children eat dust. Because he eat dust. Come on here, somebody. That's all he can give them. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Now, he can fool you with material things, but how many of you know that material things also fade away? Come on here, somebody. But they're not real. And a lot of us is chasing after things that are not real. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We chasing after things that we can't take with us. How many know you that you can't take no car with you when you go?
All right.
Oh, I can't hear nobody. How many know you can't take your house with you when you go? Come on here, somebody. Somebody else gonna live in your house. How many know you can't take the money with you when you go? Come on here, somebody. Somebody else gonna spend your money. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The only thing that we gonna take with us is our spirit. Well, actually, not our spirit. Our soul, not our soul. Our body is the only thing we're going to take with us. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because the spirit and soul goes back up to the one that gave it or to the one that you've been serving down here on earth to get the enemy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Tonight.
Amen. Amen. You are not dismissed until 5 o'clock tonight. Amen. I love you all. Be blessed of the Lord. If there's no more questions, be blessed of the Lord. Amen.
There will be mountains that I will have to climb, and there will be battles that I will have to fight. But victory or defeat, it's up to me to decide. But how can I expect to win if I never try?
Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear. Come on, Zion, clap those hands with me. Come on, come on, all God's people. Come on, come on, Mike. Come on, come on, come on. Do them up like this, do them up like this. Come on. Here we go, next.
Given us everything that we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him. I have everything.
I have everything. I have everything. I have everything.
Because the great I am.
The Lord
You know what else I told him? I told him, I am going to treat everybody right. What about you tonight? I'm going to treat everybody. Oh, yes, I am. I'm going to treat everybody right until I
tonight. God has been good to all of us. You may not have what you want to have, but you got what you need. He's been too good. Oh, yeah. He's been too good. I was doing revival down south. And they told me, they said, preacher, you hollering too loud. Y'all ain't hear me. They said, you hollering too loud. Why you hollering so loud? And the spirit just got on me. I said, wait a minute, sister. I said, not too long ago, a man died by the name of Michael Jackson. And when he died, I saw people hollering, saying, Michael, Michael, Michael. Y'all ain't hear me. And you know what I told her? I said, they can holler for a man that can change his face from black to white. I can holler for a man. Y'all, I can holler for a man that can turn water into wine. If they can holler for a man that can do the moonwalk. I can holler for a man who made the moon. Listen to me. Can you stand up on your feet? Put your
live and hear at me.
That's the life. Dying, he saved me. That's the death. Buried, he came more. Sins far away. But he didn't stop there rising. He justified. Yeah. Oh, y'all don't know this. Glorious day. Well, living in here, love me. Dying, he saved me. Dying, he came my sin far away. But then rising, he justified. Clean me forever. One day he's coming.
Dream.
Cause Jesus said he'd meet us someday down by the riverside. Can I get a witness up in here?
They started as a little to do. My 3 months old and in the shoe. Can you feel what I'm going through? Hop on the walking stick and talking, no stopping. And somebody knocking on the door to the needle.
Lord have mercy.
Brother, I can't take no more. So with my knees, I hit the floor. And say, show me, see, let me see.
Well, come on, y'all.
Let's go down by the riverside.
Everybody, Jesus is gonna meet us down there by the riverside. One time for your holy mother. Come on, baby. Now listen, I know sometimes trouble comes. Everybody goes through the storm and the rain. But listen, weeping may endure for a night. But how many of y'all know that y'all cometh in the morning? I need a witness up in here. That's right, come on everybody. Yeah, come on and get your praise on. Where you gonna rest today? Where you gonna rest today? I feel the same one more time, timeless. Are you coming with us? Come on.
Leave your problems all behind.
That's right. We're walking into a new thing.
You can rest from the mind.
Uh-huh. Where we going to rest for that family? Where?
The riverside.
Oh, what you say now? Oh, I bet you're going to say it again.
Wow.
I bet you won't say it another time.
Wow.
So this is what I want you to do. Put your hands together. And this is what we're going to do right here. Family.
Down.
been good to me. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. Yes, he will.
So important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see his presence. I'm in his presence. While I'm there thanking him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, he will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of
feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining. Oh, God will come to tell you it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Can I just thank you for the rain, Lord?
Can I just thank you for the rain? Can I just thank you for the rain? Come on, say it all.
Don't worry about it. I'll open that mail up. And I was like, what is this, man? And sure enough,
My credit is locked. I already know it's blowing up. I already know God doing that out. And he's telling me, he said, whatever you want. What he say, gonna make us a head and not the tail.
I got a credit line for over $1,000.
That's awesome.
And they come out, and they've already approved it. I just got to get it done. Send an authorization. They got the card already waiting on me. What card?
Credit card.
Okay. Make sure you be careful of it. You know, they flip it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Anything that say you got to get money? No. Credit is credit. Money is money. That's why they hang up.
Because I know before, when I got a credit card, I didn't have to give no money. This was my first time getting one.
This is how credit works. People think, okay, let me just go fly. You got to buy. You got to buy some of your credit card. Each time I go buy a new car, it switches my credit card like that. Then when I went bought that card, and they said, you know, this is going to zap your credit card. My credit card is 800. That's excellent credit.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Let's pass.
But you know what? I got a feeling I'm going to step out and try to buy me a house.
All of the
season. I'm going to step out and try to buy me a house.
No, you ain't going to try.
You going to do it. I'm going to go buy me a house. I'm going to step out on it.
Because you got faith.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord. With God and me.
Yeah. I'm
gonna go and it's his house that keeps seeing you in. And God's going to give you the desires of your heart. Because you have not bowed your knee to the end.
Hallelujah.
Woo! God said, hear the prophet. He said, hear the prophet. The reason why God going to do it for you, he said, because you didn't bow your knee to the end.
Thank you, Lord.
Remember in Daniel?
Yes, Lord.
Everybody bowed, but then
Daniel
too. Hey, I wish I God said, I'm looking at you now. And he said, I'm so proud of you because you're not bowing. He said, obey the prophet. And you're going to promise. Don't worry about the people. People going to, God, the enemy going to send the naysayers.
The haters and the jealous.
And the haters.
It's already.
And the jealousy. So they don't want you to have nothing. So God said, all you got to do is obey. Pray and obey. I even go there.
Pray
and obey. Hallelujah. And God said, he going to give you.
Get over here. Fall and bring that back over here now. Now, you not listening.
Take him to Walmart.
I thought you wanted me to take
him. Oh, yeah. Girl, I'm so...
This is tired. This is me breath.
Yeah.
This is me breath. My body needs breath.
Listen, every time I come to you, somebody called us and spoke to us and just told us that they called the coronavirus. People don't realize we're in some serious times. And we're in a time we can't play with God. Let me say that again. We're in a time that we can't play with God. If Abraham cut Lot off, and that was his nephew, God told us we had to cut the people off.
Once they gave it to government, said they was unfair.
Yes.
That's why the Lord told me, don't give that sickness. Get all fellowship every Saturday. They want to hear the word, let them come. He said, how can I come? Let's not draw them. How could they come? So if God draw them, they'll be here to fellowship. Yeah. I tell them all the time. I'll tell them all the time. They don't want to come, but God said in the days, they're going to be coming from the church, and God wants to stop that. The Lord wants to stop that because you know why?
Yeah.
He's not in need.
He's not.
What he in need for, he won't come here.
No, he wouldn't.
He's spiritual food. I already told you. time you tell me that, it reminds me of a recent affair.
Yeah.
Mm. That's what it reminds me of.
What just hit my spirit was this. In the days of Noah. Noah kept telling the people it's going to rain.
Yeah.
God gave Noah specific instructions.
Yeah.
He can feel it coming.
They were laughing and everything.
But notice it didn't rain until Noah finished the ark.
Yeah.
When he put the last nail in the ark, then the town started changing. And the same people that were laughing weren't laughing no more. Come on here, somebody. It wasn't funny no more. When they felt their first drop,
hallelujah.
And the man of God said, it's going to rain.
Yeah.
You know, a color purple, when, what's the name? When they had that, yeah, it's going to rain. Some people don't believe it, glory to God, but it's getting ready to rain on their heads. Come on here, somebody. We trying to tell them, come on here, somebody. And they like, huffle, glory to God. Amen. They can't fix the roof, glory to God. They need to come to the roof fixer. Come on here, somebody. And so God is saying, yeah, you've been telling them, and they've been poking fun at them laughing. He said, they're not going to be laughing in a minute. Come on here, somebody.
Not believing it.
When they try to get in the ark and they can't get in because God got the key. Come on here, somebody. The Bible said God gave it to the angel. And Noah said,
still online.
Wow.
Oh, he said, still online.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you better believe God. Come on here, somebody. Because it's going to rain. Hallelujah. It's going to rain. And the rain is going to drown everyone that's not in the ark. Come on here, somebody.
And the door was complete. And they were able to close that door.
Come on here, somebody.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God. They're laughing, but they're going to be crying later. Come on here, somebody.